If the moon is the projection of Chandraloka, then there must be projection of everything including star, sun, earth. Are we on the real earth or are we on projected earth? Okay. Firstly, when we talk about projection, let's understand what we mean by this. See, projection means something which is not within our scale of perception, but we get a picture of that. So for example, if say a cricket tournament is going on somewhere, say Sharjah some cricket tournament is going on, now we are not there, but on TV we get some aspect of it projected. So wherever the scope of the TV is, that's what we see on the tournament. The other things are there, but we cannot see them. So projection can have various meanings. So we are not physically there to see everything in Sharjah, but we can see something which is projected through the camera. So like that, the projection here basically means that things exist at multiple levels and at the level at which we can perceive. So for example, if there's a directory which has 100 files, there are 30 which are accessible at a particular level to general users, there are 25 which are accessible to a higher level user, and the remaining are accessible to a highest level user. So here projection would mean that for this user, out of the 100, only 30 is accessible. That 30 will be the projection that is perceivable to the perception of the user. So yes, Suryadev also is on Suryaloka. Now if you consider what at our scale of perception, the sun appears like a ball of fire. And it is because of the, they say, fusion of nuclear fusion or whatever, that because of that the sun is having its energy. That's that, at our level of explanation, that is perfectly fine. But that is not the complete explanation. Now, as far as the earth is concerned, the earth is meant primarily for human inhabitation. So because the earth is meant for human inhabitation, so earth is accessible to us. So we are on the real earth. But of course, because the earth is often personified also as Bhumi Devi. Now, Bhumi Devi is the presiding deity of the earth. But because she is not perceivable to us, because she, you know, the Bhumi Devi also often goes to devatas and interacts with devatas, and they all go and pray to Vishnu. So Bhumi Devi is not just a earth. She is the predominant deity of the earth, but she is not a earthling. No, she is a higher being. So she may not be perceivable to us, but the earth itself, as we are living, that is something which is perceivable to us.